a little bit below freezing, actually, particularly for eastern Scotland. A notable change in our weather, Alan.
Thank you, Helen. This is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for the shipping bulletin issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 today, Tuesday the 25th of March. The general synopsis at midnight. New low expected 450 miles west of Bailey, 993, by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking. Cyclonic becoming west or northwest 4 to 6. Rain and fog patches, then showers. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. North Utsira. Variable, mainly northwesterly, 2 to 4. Rain and fog patches, then showers. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. South Utsira. Westerly, veering northwesterly, 4 to 6. Rain and fog patches, then showers. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Forties Cromarty. West or northwest, 4 to 6. Backing southwest, 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain and fog patches at first in 40s. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in 40s. Fourth Tyne. West or southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less for a time, mainly fair, good. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. West or northwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Fisher. Occasional rain, then showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. West or northwest becoming variable 2 to 4, fog patches, occasional rain later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Biscay, southeast Fitzroy. Northerly 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Northwest Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet. Variable 2 to 4, occasional drizzle and fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Irish Sea. Westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Shannon. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south 3 to 5. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. West backing southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in Rockall and Bailey. Perhaps gale 8 later in Rockall and Bailey. Showers, rain later in Rockall and Bailey. Good, occasionally poor later in Rockall and Bailey. Fair Isle, cyclonic becoming west, then southwest later 4 to 6. Drizzle and fog patches, then showers. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. And Faroes, southeast Iceland. Cyclonic becoming westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6. Showers, then rain later. Good, occasionally poor. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. Northwest 4, recent drizzle, 8 miles, 1019, rising slowly. Stornoway. West by south 4, 13 miles, 1016, rising. Lerwick. West by north 6, rain, 1 mile, 1006, rising slowly. Lucas, southwest by west 3, 22 miles, 1014, rising slowly. Bridlington, southwest by west 2, 1017, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west southwest 3, 1000 metres, 1021. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 1 mile, 1022. Jersey, north northwest 2, mist 2 miles, 1023, now rising. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west 4, 2 miles, 1023. Scilly Automatic, northwest 3, 15 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Valentia, calm, fog, 700 metres, 1023, now rising. Ronald's Way, west by south 3, recent rain, 7 miles, 1020, now rising. Malin Head, northwest by west 4, 6 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, a band of rain currently lies across North and England and Wales. This will gradually move southeast and weaken through Tuesday as high pressure builds from the west, bringing fair weather to most areas on Wednesday. from Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. West or northwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, backing southwest later. Showers, good. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in the north, becoming variable 2 to 4, fair, good. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, west 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then south or southwest 2 to 4 later, occasional rain at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point, west or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less. Occasional rain at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. From Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Westerly, veering northerly, 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Fair, then rain and fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. From North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Westerly or southwesterly becoming variable, then northeasterly later 2 to 4. Occasional rain and fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally poor, becoming very poor at times later. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West 2 to 4 becoming variable 3 or less later, mainly fair, moderate or good. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or northwest 2 to 4 becoming variable 3 or less later. Mainly fair, then occasional drizzle. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Westerly or northwesterly 2 to 4 becoming variable 3 or less later. Rain or drizzle for a time. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. West or southwest, veering north or northwest 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Rain or drizzle at first. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Rain or drizzle at first. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. The Isle of Man. West or northwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then south 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain and drizzle at first, moderate or poor, becoming good. From Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Westerly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers at first, good. From the Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers at first, good. From the Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northwest 3 to 5, backing west 2 to 4, then south or southwest 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. West or northwest, backing southwest later, 3 to 5. Occasionally 6 later. Showers, good. And the Shetland Isles. Cyclonic, becoming west or northwest, then backing southwest later, 4 to 6. Rain, drizzle and fog patches, then showers. Moderate to very poor, becoming good. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4, where bird flu in sheep is one of the subjects in farming today in a couple of minutes. But first, it's time for Prayer for the Day, presented by Richard Reddy.
Good morning. Exactly a year ago, I began my gym journey. I decided to join a gym after my son gave me the potential dates of his graduation from university later that summer. Like many folks, I'd packed on the pounds during lockdown, and my suits became a little too snug for my liking. So I was faced with a dilemma: buy larger size suits or get back to my pre-lockdown shape. I opted for the latter, which at the time seemed the harder but cheaper option. While I'd previously kept myself relatively fit, I'd never joined a gym before. And I've got to be honest with you, the idea of leaving home at an ungodly hour in the morning to pump iron was not appealing. And neither was the idea that I was paying good money for that particular privilege. However, What made the challenge amenable was the fact that my particular gym has people from all walks of life who have their specific reasons for joining. Some were getting into shape for big occasions such as weddings, while others were there on doctor's orders. Like many things, when you have a purpose, it can concentrate the mind. However, for some, the gym is a form of community which allows people with shared aims to come together and share their journeys to possible improved health and well-being. Just to say, after expending so much time and energy into getting into shape, I was unable to wear my trusty three-piece suit to my son's graduation because the moths had been feasting on the apparel while it was stored away in a garment bag in my wardrobe. I pray that today we may be able to find a sense of community and well-being in the places and the spaces where we find ourselves. Amen.
Prayer for the Day with Richard Reddy. The Today programme is at 6 o'clock, but now on Radio 4 it's time for Farming Today with Anna Hill.
Good morning. The first case of avian flu in a sheep has been confirmed. We'll be asking, what are the implications?
This is our surveillance working. That actually is quite comforting that we have a programme in place and it's doing what we asked it to do. The risk to general public remains as low.
We'll hear more from the chief vet a little later. First this morning, a project involving farmers and nature conservationists is celebrating the restoration of 400 lost farmland ponds in Essex. A century ago, there were more than 17,000 in the county. Our reporter Howard Shannon has been to Great Priory Farm to meet Emma Gray from the North Essex Farm Cluster as she was dipping her net in a pond which was restored just 2 years ago.
I'm just scooping the net in the shallow marginal areas, which is where most of the biodiversity in ponds thrives.